Christine Anderson joins us. Christine, tell me about the pilots. What's this issue? Right now, it's we call it Armageddon. Every weekend is an absolute disaster. People can't get anywhere, and they're saying it's because of climate change with the thunderstorms. It's supply chain that a guy can't get a bolt, or that it's because of FAA shortages. They never talk about the pilot. They lie about the pilot shortages here. Walk us through. What's the issue with pilots in Europe?
Yeah, well, what you forgot to mention is it's of course all Putin's fault too, you know. I mean, whatever goes wrong, it has to be Putin. It's over here in Europe. I think it's all over the world. There is chaos, you know, at every airport. There is lines. There is suitcases piling up. People don't know how to get their clothes once the plane landed, whatever. So, and it's like that in the United States too, I guess, because I saw some headline a couple of weeks back that some U.S. airline put in some replacement travel by bus instead of flying, and was like, well, that's brilliant. So what actually is happening and what they will not talk about, because that's an absolute no-go, it might actually be related to these ridiculous vaccines that the people were pushed down their throats during that so-called pandemic. When you look, so what actually happened was this. The pilots or the flying crew that refused to get the vaccination were let go. They were fired. And the ones that did get the vaccination, turns out they may no longer be fit to fly. And that is a serious issue. What you're looking at is, you know, associations with this vaccine. You are looking at myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clotting. You have brain fog. It's all sorts of things that, you know, could potentially, render you unfit to do your job. And when you look at the data collectors like EMA, that's the European Medicines Agency. It shows, the data shows, within the first 7 months of rolling out this so-called COVID vaccine, there was 20 times more severe adverse events reported and 23 times more deaths reported in regards to this COVID vaccine than in all other vaccines combined in the last 20 years. So they should have pulled this stuff off the market right away. The vaccine adverse event reporting system of the United States, VERS, it is basically showing similar data. And when we're talking about severe adverse events, we're not talking about some redness around the injection site or arm hurting or something like that. No, the definition of a severe event is basically a hospitalization. So this is what we're talking about. So, now, when it comes to flight safety, there's various regulators in charge of this. There's the French Civil Aviation Authority. In Germany, it's the Luftfahrtbundesamt. You have the EASA, the European division of it. You have the FAA. They all should have done their job and made sure that none of these issues in relation to these vaccines would pose a potential threat or risk when it comes to flight safety. But they haven't done that. When you look at the EASA, the European Safety Agency, they put out a bulletin on March 25th of 2021, basically stating, well, you know, there is no data available regarding the impact of in-flight conditions on the severity of the side effects, nor is there a resulting impact on the ability to ensure safety on board. But hey, it's all good. All of the flying crew should get vaccinated anyway. And the point is this, they put this out on March 25th of 2021, and they haven't done anything ever since then. So basically, over a year now, there is so much more data out, and they just didn't bother to maybe review their initial assessment here. And then when you look at the international coalitions of medicines regulatory authorities and the manufacturers' documents, they explicitly state, well, there was no testing done as far as genotoxicity, mutagenicity, and carcinogenicity is concerned, because we assume there is no such thing. So these vaccinations have no impact on these things. So the testing simply was not done. So what we're actually looking at here is, aviation is basically the safety on board a plane is no longer guaranteed, because most of the flying crew is now vaccinated. Otherwise, they wouldn't hold their job anymore.
What are you going to try to do either in the European Parliament or Germany is one of the worst nations on earth, I think, for forcing the vaccinations. So tell me, we got a couple minutes here. Walk me through the action plan either in your country, your home country of Germany, or at the European Parliament level.
Okay, just looking at the data, and actually it's been proven there is no safety insurance in on board a plane anymore. So these vaccinations need to be pulled, and the governments need to stop pushing this it's poison, basically. They need to stop pushing these poisons onto people. And as far as the safety on board a plane is concerned, we need to talk to these pilots, because what is happening is a lot of pilots, they do have symptoms, but they are hesitant to report it because they may lose their medical license. So they trusted the government, they trusted their employers, they did the right thing, so they thought, they got vaccinated, and now they're running the risk if they do experience symptoms that may interfere with their ability to safely fly a plane, they will now lose their license to fly. So by getting vaccinated, in order to keep the job, they actually put their job at risk. And not only that, it's everyone stepping foot on a plane needs to be aware of the fact there could be an issue, and it's not just pertaining to the people actually on that plane. It, during takeoff or landing, approaching a major city. I don't even want to know what could happen. So people need to be aware of this. And pilots are probably the healthiest group of people on the entire planet.
Taking their flight, I think you meant to say pilot's license, not medical license, talking about pilots. Real quickly, we've got about a minute and a half. Is there any action at the European Parliament that you're going to initiate?
We're just starting this now. They need to roll back all of these, pushing the vaccinations on people. We need to take a look at these severe adverse effects of these vaccinations. There is a committee that was formed in the house here. It is supposed to look at everything that was done during this pandemic. But what they're doing, they don't want to critically question what we have done and what might have gone wrong. No, they just want to look at things and how brilliant they were and how worse it could have gotten. So, but people need to be aware there is something big coming, and it will turn out to be the biggest crime ever committed on humanity.